All right, call in the ridiculous thing. You know, looking back now, it's ridiculous. Right, but back then, it wasn't ridiculous. The thing that scared the hell out of you when you were a kid. It started yesterday during a segment. Do you remember Trilogy of Terror? This was an ABC Monday night movie special. It was this, Karen Black was in all three parts.
Yes.
But the part that I'm talking about is the doll. And supposedly there was a spirit captured in the doll, and the doll's wearing a necklace, and the necklace keeps the spirit in the doll. Well, guess what happens?
Right.
I know you're not going to be able to figure this out.
The class broke.
But the class broke. Yes, I know. And the necklace comes off, and then all of a sudden you hear a little pitter-patter.
Not good.
Right. This thing creeped me out,
right.
But this little doll went around and grabbed a steak knife. It had it in its mouth.
Right.
She put it in a suitcase, tried to drown it in the bathtub. It took the knife and cut a hole in the suitcase,
like Bugs Bunny.
And then popped out with the knife in its mouth. I was like, this thing freaked me out to the point where when I approached my bed, I had to take three quick steps and jump onto the bed because I thought something was underneath.
Right, I was going to stab your ankles.
Sliced.
It lasted for about a year.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. All right.
Well, you know.
Hey.
It happens.
Got into my head.
Exactly, right. That was a good tactic you had. Jump.
Yeah. I don't want something grabbing me from under my bed.
Not within reach. Exactly, right. They're not going to, you know, it's a well-known fact that demons will not go out of their way to get you.
Yeah, they're not coming out from under the bed.
No, and the whole point is that you come to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're kind of lazy.
How about you?
For me, it was basements.
Oh.
Basements or third, like any like lower floor of the house.
Weren't you attacked by your uncle's cock?
Wait a minute.
My grandfather's rooster. Yes.
Oh.
The one-eyed rooster. Yes.
Your grandfather's one-eyed cock.
And that was
in the basement.
Puerto Ricans love having fighting roosters. My grandfather at the time had a fighting rooster, had one eye. He was a champ. He wasn't dead, but he was in the basement. And my aunt sent me
down
there.
Did your grandfather say, come on down and see my one-eyed cock?
No. My aunt sent me down there because she worked for a toy company and she had toys for us. So my sister went down to the basement and it was
come
dark.
Down into the basement to
dark.
Get your toys.
It was dark.
And see my
It was dark and then all of a sudden this thing came out.
I don't know, AJ.
This thing came out. Like I said, screaming at us. My sister, of course, who all of a sudden became like, you know, like the fastest person on earth.
Three steps and she's gone.
Closes the door. Close the door and locks it. Leaving me downstairs in the dark with this menacing death bird. That's like, going, and then he's scratching at me. I'm banging on him. Like, let me out. She's like, I'm not married. It sliced my pants up, sliced my legs up.
I don't know what.
Yeah. Because they had sharpened talons to kill other birds with. And guess what? I was a practice person. Yeah, so basements basically were something I was afraid of.
I don't blame you after that experience.
Yes, I was not able to find. I'm still not fond of basements. Exactly.
Stephanie in Bridgeport.
Morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
So kind of like AJ, when I was a little kid, my mom was big into Stephen King and the movie It. So in our basement, there was a water pump right underneath the stairs to go up and down. Uh-huh. And our stairs were like slits. So my mom thought it was funny because I used to be paranoid to go downstairs to grab all like the canned food when they would be cooking.
Yeah.
And one night she told me to go down there to go grab something. And I was crying because I used to think the clown, was
Pennywise,
from the water pump.
On a balloon judging.
And grab me, and grab my feet, and bring me down into, like,
the
water pump or whatever.
It all floats.
And one day she went down there before I did, and she was underneath the stairs.
See,
she grabbed my foot. I fell. I cried. I never went downstairs for a couple years after that.
Now, if you kicked her in the face, justified.
Absolutely. If you fell downstairs and broke your neck.
Right. Right, like Stephen Hawking now.
Yeah, thanks, Ma.
My mom played a trick on me.
That's right. I am in a wheelchair for the rest of my life. Thank you, Ma.
Ha ha, that was funny, Ma. Ha ha.
You are so funny.
Right.
Now wipe my ass.
If I can make a fist right now, I'd punch you in the face.
Huh?
That was my dad. Always took it too far.
Yeah.
Never knew where the line was.
Yeah.
We'd lose power often because we live in a very wooded area. And when we'd lose power, he'd be like, oh, I'm going to go get the flashlights. And he'd run upstairs and we'd all hide because he used to come down the stairs. He'd go. And then we'd look at him and he'd have this crazed look on his face. And we'd go, what are you doing? He'd go, I'm not daddy anymore. He did this every single time.
Holy crap.
Every time.
Your dad wanted to say that.
Wow. All right. Thank you, Stephanie.
Awesome. Thank you.
But he put the flashlight under his face.
No, he didn't even grab it.
No.
Comes down in the darkness.
Starts singing Queen. Bismillah, no.
Damn. Attitude.
Hey, guys. I'm back again.
Hey.
When I was about 10 years old, we lived in Bloomfield on Blue Hills Avenue. And the houses are, like, separated by football fields. And we were having our house painted. So it's the middle of the night. I'm 10 years old. And the workers had left the ladders there. I hear a ladder hit the window. Oh. Next thing I know, I'm looking over. And the window slides open. And I just played dead. I'm sitting here. I watched this guy climb through the window.
And you like just, those goats?
Right, the fainting goats?
Like,
right, boom, the fainting goats.
So I just laid there. He walked across my room, and I was like, what should I do? Should I yell out? Or
who's he?
Yeah, who's he?
A worker?
This is real?
An axe murderer?
No, this is real. This really happened. And so he went through the house. He was like a cat burglar or something like that. And he left out the front door. And I told my father the next day.
Marshall.
And my dad's like, oh, you were dreaming.
Right in the middle of the crime, the cat burglar stopped and started licking himself.
And caused a furball.
My father was like, who left the front door open last night? And I told him, I said, there was somebody in the house. Well, 4 days later, the guy got busted in Windsor Locks breaking into El Grasso's house.
Wow.
And he confessed to all the crimes. And one of the crimes was at 1353 Blue Hills Avenue, where we learned, where we lived.
Huh.
Wait, the then governor? You, he broke into the then governor's house?
She lived in Windsor Locks.
Whoa.
Huh.
She had a house in Windsor Locks, I should say.
Not a good move to break into the governor's house.
Yeah, no, they find
but
you then.
He confessed to breaking into all these houses, and my father ended up, he had a solid gold, not solid, solid silver, what do you call it, coin.
Yeah.
That was worth back in the day about $100. Luckily, he ended up getting it back.
Wow.
But that scared the living, and
that should scare. So we're talking about the ridiculous things that scared
that's
the crap
legit.
Out of you.
You're justified.
That's legit, yeah. man. Yeah. That is legit.
Yeah, is.
Eric in Farmington.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Hello.
Hello. So, going back to the 80s, Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Okay.
My father, in his infinite wisdom, thought it was a good idea to let me watch that when I was about 5. And the scene with Large Marge.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Freaks us all out, man.
Tell him Large Marge sent you. Right.
Face like this, man.
To this day, I'm going to be 42. Bug Eyes still freak me out.
Yep. No one expected that.
That's fair.
Nobody, no.
Yep.
No.
That's legit.
I think I was traumatized for a couple weeks after that.
Yep.
I think it was a young Tim Burton that made that scene happen, by the way.
Really? Good job.
It looked like this. Yeah.
He's such a genius. He was so great.
The story's so good, too.
Yeah.
Like, you really get sucked into it. The scene is perfectly made.
Oh, and it's so visual. The whole movie is so visual.
You know what's funny is there's a meme out today that shows, it says that apparently they found a bicycle in the basement of the Alamo.
What? There's no basement at the Alamo.
All right, Eric. Thank you. Anthony in Brantford.
Hey, good morning, folks.
Morning.
How are you?
When I was a wee young lad, I used to want to be a truck driver. And then I saw the movie Maximum Overdrive.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then I feared trucks to the point where I was ducking sometimes on the highway in the back seat so I wouldn't have to look at them.
Yeah.
And that stayed with me for a long time.
Stephen King, all the vehicles come to life.
Yeah, if you remember, there was the 18-wheeler that had the green goblin face on the front of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were like running down people and killing them.
That's where the song Who Made Who came from. From AC/DC, from the soundtrack.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, I think Stephen King had a lot to do with a lot of people's fears.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
For sure.
No doubt.
All right. You folks have a good day.
You as well. Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now I remember.
Yep.
Not a great movie.
It was a cool premise for a movie, though. All the vehicles came to
life. The premise was great.
The premise was great.
Yeah. Didn't he tried directing that one, didn't he?
Is that
what happened?
I don't recall.
It never goes well.
Pet Sematary movie.
Oh, my God. Yeah, when that little kid gets run over by the gas truck. Well, the guy says the Pet Sematary.
Well, first the dog, and the dog comes back.
Yeah.
The kid scares the crap out of you a couple times in that movie.
And then the sister, Zelda, right? She's the one that's in the bed. Like, she's bedridden. And like that, like, she's like, the mother keeps thinking she was like, the visions of her, like, disabled sister in the bed. And the sister ends up being like a monster.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Where are most sisters? What?
Karen in Hamden.
Hey. Good to be here.
Nice to have you.
So I was my first job, and I had been sent to Las Vegas. So I'm traveling by myself for the first time, and the connection is late, and I end up getting to my hotel, the conference hotel, at 2 a.m., and they've given away my room. And I thought, I didn't even know what to do. So they said, don't worry, we have a hotel down the street. We can put you there. So they send me in a cab to the hotel down the street, and it is a sleazy hotel beyond belief. And and there's nobody in the hall, and it's creepy, and I hear weird sounds coming from the other rooms. And I get into my room, and I lock my door, and I check in the closets, and I look behind the shower curtain, and I bend down, and I look under the bed, and I see these two eyes staring back at me. And I scream at the top of my lungs, and then I realize at the same moment that it's a mirrored baseboard at the bottom of the bed.
You scared yourself.
Oh, those are the worst.
Nice.
That's amazing.
Oh, my God. And I for years, I would not go to a hotel without someone else with me to check under the bed just to make sure. But and by the way, even when I screamed, nobody came.
Right.
And I screamed a death-curdling scream, I promise you.
Okay. Exactly. I'm the same way every morning when I look at myself in the mirror.
Is that what
that is hysterical.
That's awesome.
All right. Chris in the tanker.
What up?
Hello. What's up?
All right. So, 9 years old, 1993. Jurassic Park came out.
Okay.
I was scared of the friggin' Velociraptor.
Well, that's
who wasn't.
Yeah, that's appropriate. Those,
yeah.
So, I had two windows, one that faced the road and one that faced the side lot that was completely dark. I would run into my room and close those shades as fast as I could.
Before you could see him.
So then, but that wouldn't work. I would go to sleep, but the problem was I'd have to go outside my room, close all the doors, the bathroom, my room, my mom's room, and my sister's room, and sleep out in the hallway.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Wow, next level. No.
So I told my kids this, who are now older, and they're laughing at me, and they go, well, didn't you think that they would come in the hallway? And I go, you're 9 years old. The only thing you're thinking about is them jumping through that window.
Right.
You're not thinking about the hallway. You're just thinking about that damn window.
Yeah, the hallway's a safe place.
Right. And you would hear it come through the window.
Right.
And the door's closed. So you'd have time to make a getaway.
To escape. Yeah, exactly.
You were smart. You were figuring it out.
Yeah, you had it all down, man.
That scene in the kitchen alone messed you up.
What do these kids know?
Oh,
I think that's what it was. When it ran into the well, at the table or whatever it was. I mean, that Velociraptor had me scared for a while. And then obviously as you get older, you start laughing at me like, that would never happen.
Right.
Or would it? Young Chaz was afraid of the Chucky doll. He saw that Chucky movie and wigged him the hell out.
Wow.
So he couldn't even walk down the aisle with the Chucky dolls.
Uh-huh.
So I would, you know, when we're in the store, I would get a Chucky doll and then move it into an aisle that he doesn't think it's.
Oh, my God.
it's following.
What a dad's for.
How did this get here?
Right.
It must have walked over by itself.
You needed an empty package. Uh-oh. He got out.
Son moved across the country, huh? Wonder
right.
why.
Yeah, right. I'm in Bolivia now.
All right, Chris.
I thought I would share that. I embarrass myself now that I talk about it.
It's okay among friends.
No, it's good.
It's okay.
Thank you, Chris.
We're talking about these things.
Michelle in Hamden.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
When I was little, I have two. When I was little, my parents told me that when you poop on an airplane, where's it go? And they said it just comes out the bottom, like there's a hatch, and when you poop and flush it, it just opens.
There's some bad windshields out there.
Every time I heard an airplane, I would run because I was so scared, like a bunch of poop was going to, like,
it's going to turd on you.
Me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But more recently, I think it was about 4 years ago, I had, you know how when you park really close to somebody, you put your mirrors in so they don't bump your car?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I try not to park close to people. But
right. Yeah.
Well, okay. But you know how you can put your mirror in?
Yes.
To make your car small? Okay. So I had done that on the passenger side, and I forgot. So I'm driving, and then I look, and out of the corner of my eye, I see somebody, and I think somebody's in my back seat. So I have my hands on the steering wheel. I am so terrified. I drove to the police station. Got in my car, and then I realized what had happened. And I said, wow, I'm so stupid. But I was so grateful that obviously I didn't get killed
right.
by myself.
There's a person in the back seat imitating everything I do.
But I was trying not to look, because once I noticed it, I could see it out of the corner of my eye, but I didn't want to react
right.
because I thought, all right, if I react, I'm dead.
Okay.
Right? For sure. So I just drove right to the police station and got out, and there was nobody there.
That person's very. They keep trying to see me either.
She's doing everything I'm doing. She looks just as scared as I am.
Oh my God.
I know. And I had a machete. Like, I have the machete in my car, and I have a bat, and I have a knife. I have, like, all this stuff
wait,
in my car.
Wait.
Wow, what? Good heavens, woman.
You have a machete, thinking, a bat, and a knife in your car?
Good heavens.
Whole arsenal.
And
wow.
I'm thinking, like, can I get the machete out? Like, how quick can I pull it out? Because it's still in, like, the sleeve. And I was like, and I'm contemplating this in my head the whole way to the police station. Like, what if something happens? What am I going to do? How quick can I get that machete out of the sleeve? You know? Right. And,
yeah. Where's our good mirror shop afterwards? How'd you broke the mirror? Yeah.
This kind of reminds me of when you see a cat walk by a mirror and it startles itself and jumps.
The spooky hop.
Again, every morning.
Puffs up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was terrified, though. I mean, terrified. I thought I was going to die.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Love you, too.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Michelle.
Have a good day.
Right. You too.
Bye.
I've done that. Why?
You
should
do that exactly. Yeah.
Not that extent, but I'm like, oh, who's that? Oh, it's me.
Joe in New Haven.
Hey, how you doing? It's not something that I was afraid of. It's something that my son was afraid of, because we found a doll in the basement that was my wife's when she was a kid. And it was a good size, like 2 feet, 3 feet tall. And it was dressed up in a Girl Scout uniform, and we would put it in his bedroom. And then when he came home, he took the thing out of the bedroom and he threw it into the hallway. He was really pissed at us, my wife and I.
No.
Terrible. And he just turned 40, so he's fine.
Okay, good.
Now he welcomes it. Any cookies?
She put the doll in the back seat of his car.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Do you hear Ruth?
She's devious. I don't even know if we have it now. I got to look in the basement. I bet you we still have it.
Okay. No. You have your mission then.
Yeah. That's right.
All right.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Have a good
You too. Reagan in New Milford.
Not Reagan.
Reagan. Oh,
where is it? Reagan.
Good morning.
Is it Reagan?
Reagan.
Reagan.
Yeah, you got
like,
it right.
Like The Exorcist, yes.
Yeah. Be...
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited to be on. So it was a television show in the mid-80s called Zoobly Zoo.
Okay.
Yeah. The actor Ben Vereen was in it. And
oh, God,
it was
Ben Vereen.
Ben Vereen.
Oh, my God, Ben
Vereen.
I remember
I loved this show.
That guy danced all the time.
Didn't he die getting hit by a car?
Don't recall.
I remember he was hit by a car, because I remember having a sound effect of him tap dancing and then a car coming.
Still alive.
Still alive, but he was hit by a car. At one point,
right.
In the 90s.
The car tapped him.
But between 1990 and 1994, he was hit by a car.
Right.
So I have a sound effect.
Yes.
All right, sorry.
So
all right,
continue.
Ready, go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea what he was doing on this show, but they were adults dressed as animals, and it terrified me. But there was this one lady dressed as a bird. She was all in purple, and I still don't like thinking about it to this day.
The purple bird lady.
There was no logical reason to be afraid of the show, but it terrified me.
Well, I can get, if you look at the pictures of it, like what happens is they put like it was regular humans, but when they dressed them in the costumes, it was almost like the Cowardly Lion, where they put like
a
weird little pink nose.
Snout, yeah.
Right. The bird lady had a full on snout, like a beak. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Like
and she crept in your windshield. She's on solids.
Now that would be a scary thing to poop on your windshield.
Oh, God. That's going to take forever to clean.
A full grown cock. She was a cockatiel.
Yes.
I think.
Oh, okay.
They sang cockatiel.
It was tough to be a kid in the 80s. There was just so much crazy stuff.
Lots of puppets.
A great big purple
I was
cockatiel.
Looking for the Ben Vereen sound effect. I can't find it.
Oh.
And yes, 1992.
He's hit by a car?
Series of accidents.
Oh.
On the same day.
Wow.
What happened?
He got hit by a car. He hit his car into a tree, which caused a head injury. And then later, he was walking on a highway. He suffered a stroke, and he got hit by a car that was driven by a record producer.
Oh, that's a bizarre day.
That's a real bad day.
Wow. Yeah, it was one day.
That was the last hit that record producer had.
There it is.
That's awesome.
All right. Thank you, Reagan. Yeah, I knew I had a sound effect.
Yeah.
Like just tap dancing in here. It's like Ben.
Ben.
Joe the Barber.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I have one. Is Jaws. And that was
that freaked a lot of people out.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell's
we saw it up at Cape Cod. It came out at the Wellfleet Drive-In. We ended up going to the beach the next day. Nobody was in the water.
Bad move, yeah.
Yeah.
Pool.
To this day, my girlfriend and I went and saw the music of John Williams, performed by Hartford Symphony. And when they started playing Jaws, I sat on my feet in the theater.
Nice.
It was. She was looking at me and goes, what's wrong? My girlfriend's like, what's wrong? I'm like, it's Jaws, man. I'm freaking out right now.
Oh. So from now on, when I leave, just play the Jaws theme.
I think it's weird that you went to that show.
Yeah.
You sat there all night listening to the music of John Williams?
Oh, yeah. All the themes. It was beautiful. It was great. Every song, every composing that he did, it was awesome with the orchestra of New Haven Symphony. It was awesome.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, there you go, guys. A little culture for you guys.
Oh,
it sounds so painful.
A yogurt.
No, it doesn't. It was actually great. All the movies you like is done by him.
Well, yeah. Star Wars.
Okay, I'm going to go out to listen to a night of movie themes.
Right.
Oh, it was.
I'd
awesome,
rather
man.
Be eaten by a shark.
Wow, he actually jumped in the water. He cut himself and jumped in.
I'd rather have a boulder from Raiders crush me. Or one of those walkers, like, just step on me.
Right.
In Star Wars.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, man.
You got it, guys.
Yep.
That guy goes to a lot of shows.
He does.
He goes to all of them, it seems.
Seriously.
Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Every artist is like, who is this guy? He keeps stalking me.
Right. Who is this? Is it Deep?
D-E-E-P Dave.
Okay. What does that mean?
Deep Dave.
He works for the D-E-E-P.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm the guy who travels.
Gotcha. Mm. The travel guy.
Okay.
When I was really little, back in the early 70s, when you still could, you know, torture your children.
Of course.
back in the good old days.
Right, my dad did to me.
Yeah, they could slap your kid around, whatever. My father would make us go downstairs, my brother and I, and we would build a little tent, and he'd make us watch House on Haunted Hill.
Oh, my man. That was a great movie.
The original with Vincent Price?
Right.
The original.
And, with Vincent Price.
Right.
Yeah.
And he used to, you remember those stupid rubber hands with the painted fingernails, that the creepy monster hand? You slid it over your, it was like a glove.
Yeah.
And my father would scratch the wall during the movie. and just keep scratching the wall. And we'd be tied. I'd start crying. And then my mother would be upstairs yelling downstairs to, you know, Ray, stop torturing David, you know, and it was horrifying. Every exorcist he made us watch, and he would light candles, and we'd sit in the dark and watch these horrifying movies. To this day, that House on Haunted Hill is just, you know, Vincent Price is still creepy.
Oh, yeah. That's classic. That is, if seeing that doll in Trilogy of Terror is number one, seeing House on Haunted Hill is number two.
Yeah.
Because it was the first time I saw a human head disconnected from a body.
Yeah. Mm.
When he opened that door and there's that head.
Yep.
I was wigged out.
You know, it's funny, during that scene.
With the rope, when she was hanging out the window, the rope came in through the window.
Yeah.
That freaked me out.
Between her legs and everything.
I have to see that movie again.
Yeah, it went around her leg.
All right, I'm writing this down.
That movie there, during that one scene, I remember watching my parents and my sister. We're all sitting very close to the TV. It was a small television set in their bedroom. And just as that scene happened, lightning hit the television and blew it out right in her face. So that one scene, I'm like, remember the end? They're coming for me, and soon they'll be coming for you. And that's how it ended.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, crazy, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, terrified. To this day, every time it's on, I have to watch it.
I don't blame you. I just wrote it down. I'm going to watch it again.
Yeah. Mm.
It's a great one.
Great movie.
All right, thank you, man.
Yeah, Lady of Fool, and then the acid vat, and like, you know, and she came out as a skeleton.
Yeah, that movie was.
And then the two were having an affair and everything, and then the guy fell in also. That they were going to try and push him in there, and the guy ended up going himself. Yep. That was a great movie.
I thought you didn't like scary movies. You remember this one.
The early ones I liked. Yeah, the ones nowadays.
Like black and white?
Yeah. The old black and white ones. I can watch Dracula.
You don't like the gore ones.
Exactly. Like when someone plunges a nice one's chest, that can actually happen. No, I'm good.
Oh. Yeah, no. It could actually happen.
Right. I mean, you know, the House on Haunted Hill, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
vat of acid, not just exactly something you keep around the house.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And it's not as fast as they show in the movie, so just saying.
Colin in Simsbury.
Hello.
Hey.
Morning, guys.
So what do you got?
You're on.
All right. So, here it is in the 70s, early 70s, and my mother turned on some movie, and these guys came in and tied up the mother and kidnapped the daughter. She was probably 10 years old or something. And there was no father around, I guess. But anyways, they kidnapped her and took her, and they made this place underneath a tree, and they buried her in the ground. And they had cameras where they watched from their houses or their van or some shit.
Okay, same stuff.
Pardon my French. They kept her under the ground for a couple, you know, days or a week. I was a little kid. But anyways, they did it for ransom, and this poor little girl was under the ground, buried under the ground for I don't know how long, but I remember that one forever.
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
That kind of stuff sticks with you.
Yeah.
What was that movie where the farmer had people buried in the...
Was it Motel Hell? Was that?
Yeah, Motel Hell.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen that, Ruth?
Farmer Brown's Fritters, yeah.
I don't think I've seen that one. I'm going to write it down.
Come on.
Tastes like a Christmas, make Farmer Brown's Fritters or something like that. Was a tagline.
I
will watch it tonight.
You have to watch it. All right. You're going to report on it tomorrow. All right.
Yeah.
It's so bad. It's great.
Exactly. Yeah. You'll love it.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.